R.L. Johnson, R as in Randy, L as in Larry Johnson, 5641. Today is 10/16. This is an 83-year-old gentleman, lives alone, originally from Tyler, Texas. He moved from Tyler to Los Angeles all night. Period. Because of his business, he's been a smoker and drinker in the past, but he's not drinking or smoking at this time. He suffers from hypertension, diabetes, and DJD. Period. He used to take lisinopril. No, he takes lisinopril 10 milligrams. He's off the metformin now, and his sugars are stable. Period. He also has severe shortness of breath. He needs a nebulizer for COPD because he coughs and has issues with coughing and shortness of breath all the time. Period. Nipergoth, because of his COPD, he's weak. He's not able to ambulate. He uses a walker, but not because of weakness, but because of shortness of breath. Period. He doesn't have a provider, but he's desperate need of one because he's having a hard time taking care of himself and having trouble with ADL. Period. Allergy, none. Family history, dad was killed, mom died of old age. COVID immunization, none. Review of system, shortness of breath, difficulty with walking, weakness, debilitation, weight loss. Patient has right-sided heart failure with evidence of lower extremity edema. Blood sugars are stable at this time. He does have some issues with pain, could be related to his neuropathy, related to his diabetes, even though his blood sugars are stable. Period. Exam, 130 over 69, 66, 94, 82-year-old gentleman, appears older than stated age, appears debilitated, thin, weak, with pedal edema. Period. Heart positive, small positive, to lungs, coarse breath sounds, abdomen soft, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, or a mucosa with that lesion lower extremity shows what looks like edema. Number one, assessment, 82-year-old gentleman with COPD, or two, is 84 treatment. He needs oxygen available, but he's not using oxygen at he won't have oxygen available at 2 liters that he uses at home. And by the way, he lives at home without a provider services. He does need provider services, period. He's using his nebulizer 4 to 6 times a day. He's weak. He's debilitated. He needs help with ADL and has bowel and bladder incontinence, period. Knee paragraph. He also suffers from core pulmonale and right and lower extremity edema, left greater than right, period. Originally, patient has owned businesses and nightclubs in California, and because of that has had a heavy smoking exposure as well as smoking history with ETOH use in the past, period. High blood pressure appears to be controlled with the help of lisinopril 10 milligram, and he's off his metformin, and his blood sugar is much better controlled with the weight is deemed unavoidable given his advanced COPD. And corporal Manal. Thank you.